Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JBNB Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Is it 4th of July fireworks, or is it the celebration in the streets in the valley? Episode 185, oh my God, and the Suns are going to the finals. And this is like some weird musical chair shit, because this is the JBNB Review. You would think for once in these goddamn fine broadcasts that we bring to you people, aka the reviewers, that JB and I would be in the same room. But alas, boy, attended some family business, and JB is in LA. So JB, the million-dollar question is, how is LA, and how has your time been back in your old stomping grounds, my friend?
I mean, it's been cool. That's what everybody asked me. Like, man, how does it feel to be back? I'm like, man, it's just cool to be back out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, shooting the shit with, you know, seeing as many people as I can see, and it's still kind of weird because certain places that we were at, we were doing our thing out here, they're not there anymore, right? So it's like,
yeah,
damn, like for real, this gone, that gone. Like, so the COVID hangover is definitely real. But other than that, man, it's just cool to be back out in La La Land, man. And, you know, since I went out yesterday and hung out with our boy Kevin, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Hates Hip Hop, check out his podcast on YouTube. Him and Toy, his new wife, you know what I'm saying? She's been around forever, but she's wifey now, right? Official wifey now. So went and hung out with them and kicked it, you know what I'm saying, downtown in the lofts and slid up to North Hollywood and hollered a couple people. And then, Benny, I took the old ride, man. So I took the old ride
down the strip
all the way down, you know what I'm saying, Highland, and passed by the Hollywood Bowl, which was jumping, by the way.
Yeah, it's
so yeah, that took a little time, you know what I'm saying? But I was all for it. Slid down Highland, you know what I'm saying? Got off on Olympia, got on Crenshaw, and slid the Shaw, man. I slid down the Shaw, you know what I'm saying? Passed by Crenshaw High School, and just kind of reminiscing, man. Mm-hmm. Just reminiscing. Of course, my daughters still go to Crenshaw, and my little girl goes to View Park across the street. But, man, just good to be back down here, man. Last time I came out, I was kind of tense because I was doing a turnaround, and it's just I didn't have time to enjoy it. Like, I have no obligation here, bro. Like, just besides hanging out with Kev, and then like today I played golf with Sean Watson. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying,
friend of Coach Smoke,
past guest, or as known as Coach Smoke. Shout out to UCLA Bruins. And speaking of UCLA Bruins, another one of the homies, man, Devon Carter. You might know him from Ballers, right? Mm-hmm. He was playing with us, man, and then with the other homies, TC, on the Smoke Homeboys that he went to school with out there in Tustin. But it was cool, man. If you want to see some pictures from our golf expedition, check out our Instagram at JB and Benny Blue. Follow us on all social media platforms at JB and Benny Blue, Twitter, Instagram, our YouTube channel. So you can catch content like this, find podcasts, Hog Talk, and some old things. Right, mm-hmm. We got all those things going on, right? So, other than that, man, Benny's out there in the Midwest. How's the weather out there, man?
You know what, man? The weather's cool. It's just it's muggy as shit. That's what happens back in these parts. So,
right.
You know, as JB said, follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Maybe I'll throw some stuff out on the stories, but yeah, man. You know, it's always nice to be back in the summer. It's something that I don't always get to do. So, but it feels good. I'm not where I grew up. So, you know, and obviously the reason why I'm here is kind of putting me in a distance from some of the festivities, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's a nice time to be here, man. You know, it's a good energy in the air. Folks are coming back from COVID here as well, and, you know, enjoying families and kind of getting back to business, you know, in a certain sense. But yeah, man, I mean, when we were FaceTiming yesterday, as OG reviewers know, you know, we are card-carrying members, you know, of the NoHo, and just driving down the strip on Lancashire. It looks like, if you know what we're talking about, that place looks like Times Square now. Look at the Amazon Fresh, and all this stuff is flipped over. Apparently, Big Wang's North Hollywood closed. I know Hollywood closed, but did that just kind of trip you out when you were taking that ride? Like, what the hell is going on here?
Because you know I wanted to slide. You know I wanted to slide through Big Wang and just be there. Like, Big Wang was my Cheers, you know what I'm saying? To y'all young reviewers out there that don't know what Cheers is.
He knows your name. They know yours.
Right. Everybody knows my name there, you know what I'm saying? So, but that was my watering hole. Lived right down the street. It was right by NoHo 24, which is still, you know, still NoHo 24. I passed by there, you know, people still in there getting getting their lift on. And but yeah, it's just weird, man. Just weird to see different things. The COVID hangover is real. The change that's been going on, because I ain't been in North Hollywood since I left, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this is my 3-year anniversary of being back in the desert, because I left 2018 in July. So yeah, man, we here, and it's cool to be here. But of course, my mindset, my battery's recharged. I'm headed on back to the desert in the morning. This is the 4th of July. Happy birthday to my daughter, Anaya.
Happy birthday.
A couple other folks that I know are celebrating birthdays. And I think one of my homegirl's son's birthday is today. And it's like, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Recharged. Like I said, my battery's been recharged. And we're getting back to the desert. And, man, I can't wait for you to get out to the desert. And mm-hmm. I was talking to Kay about it yesterday and talking to Coach Smoke about it in D.C. about it earlier. We was playing golf. Like, man, I got to come to the desert and dig the desert, man. It's things it's live out here, but it's all the way turned up in the Valley of the Sun. And not just because of COVID going away. My Phoenix Suns, Benny. Mm-hmm. All right. My beloved Phoenix Suns, who I've been a devout fan of since about anywhere from 94 to 95, are in the NBA Finals since 1993. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and they're playing, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks. We just found out, I think that was yesterday or the day before yesterday, that the Bucks finally won the Eastern Conference Finals. And so shout out to them. So getting ready to get it on, man. My Suns have traveled that road, man. And
they really have.
There's been a bunch of naysayers and crybabies. And,
ooh-wee.
You know, we're going to talk about, you know, we're not going to talk about the professionals, quote-unquote professionals, and how they're always trying to get some crap going about if so-and-so was playing or if so-and-so was playing, y'all wouldn't even be wondering and yada, yada. So, for starters, right, we beat the Lakers, right? And, of course, towards the end, when people saw the writing on the wall, they were like, well, the Lakers have the bubble hangover and they're tired from the bubble and they didn't get any rest from the bubble. All right, bubble, yo. All right, because when they won that game, all right, everybody was like, oh, Suns in trouble now. Reality set in. No, we held that business, all right? Here comes the Denver Nuggets, all right, with the Joker, all right? Great player. We love him. Jokic is a great player. But, of course, Jamal Murray is hurt. So, here it goes again. Oh, Jamal Murray would have been there. Y'all wouldn't win. Okay. And, of course, the damn L.A. Clippers, right? I mean, yeah, Kawhi was hurt, and Serge Ibaka was hurt. But you want to be real? Y'all want your heart broke? Kawhi don't want to be there no more, all right? That man could have been came back from that knee injury. I'm sorry. He could have pushed through. If he really wanted to just win a championship there, he'd have played hurt. Let's talk about hurt. Chris Paul hurt his shoulder. So the series against the Lakers, the first three games, we probably had Chris Paul about a 3/4 a quarter for the first three games, and he was at like 70%. So we rightfully only had him one game, you know what I'm saying, against L.A., two games because he played one whole game against L.A., and then we end up getting the W, you know what I'm saying, and moving on from them. But we're not talking about injury. We don't make excuses. That's what I want people to stop doing, is making excuses for their squads and saying what if and all that, man. This is the NBA Finals. Like, we anybody you put in front of us, we whooped you. It don't matter what was wrong with them, what was right with them, we whooped them, right? We play a different brand of basketball than most teams play in the NBA, and shit. Really, at this point, we play our brand of basketball is different from every team in the NBA, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm almost certain that we're going to handle our business, whether it be 5 games to 6 against the Bucks, who are just not a consistent team. If we shut down Middleton, they're pretty much done. If he has to score 25 for them to win. And if we shut him down, which, of course, he's going to get a lot of defense thrown at him with Mikal Bridges, and we'll put Crawford on him every once in a while. And then, of course, when Book switches, he plays really good defense. And even the stabby vet, Chris Paul, campaign. Anybody that we put on him, Johnson, can run with him, play with him. Like, so Craig, of course, is a defender. And, like, so we just have too good of a team. And we play too good of team ball that starts with defense, right? It's defense first. And then, Benny, one thing that I can say about my Suns is that they have a wonderful head coach, and he's a very smart man. All right, when it comes to basketball, his basketball savvy is unreal. And then, of course, having the floor guy, floor general or the point guard, however you want to call him, Chris Paul, and now Devin Booker learning how to manage a game once we get a lead. And campaign is slowing down and learning the ropes, you know what I'm saying, because he's always in go mode, right? Mm-hmm. Crawford, he's not Crawford, but what's man's name? I can never think of his name. The guy we got from Miami.
Crowder, Jay Crowder.
Crowder, yeah, Crowder. So Crowder gets crazy sometimes, start jacking trades. But usually when he's being aggressive and he's just playing good ball, right, we're going to be okay. And then we can't forget the man in the middle, D.A., right, who is literally playing the best basketball of his life. Effortless. He's just playing this position and he's doing it really well. I think he's showing his worth and his value to the NBA and to the people, the fans of not only our Phoenix Suns, but fans of the NBA, period, that, man, this kid is going to be a ball player. He's going to be really good for a long time because he's young. Our whole team, for the most part, is young. And it's just fun to watch, right? It's really fun to watch. I don't care if you're a fan or not. To watch us play is fun, right? They're jovial. They're young. Young legs, right? They run a lot, right? They're going to score the basket. I mean, and again, we play defense. And we get those stops. We get turnovers and we run it, right? It's fun. And I'm proud of my guys. I'm proud of the Valley. And it's good to be a Phoenix Suns fan right now.
Yeah, man. Listen, reviewers, if you've been following us these last few episodes, we've been covering the Suns at in depth. And shout out to our guy Flex from Jersey, Planet Orange. Shout out to the whole KSRN family, Arizona holding it down, because you got to check out their shows as well. They've been definitely holding it down in depth about the Suns, and not just some talk radio BS. They've been really giving you the real deal about what this team is. And I think that's the interesting thing about this matchup, JB, because you hear all these little gripes that people like to do. They throw the little shots on social media, like, oh, it's a fake championship. The bubble wasn't real. It's like people do that stuff. But what I like about this matchup is that, to me, it is really the matchup of the complete teams. Now, I would favor the Suns in five or six, maybe more so six. But just as people had their things to say, you got to look at what happened in that Bucks-Hawks series where they didn't play with Giannis for the last two games. And these last two games, I watched both of them top to bottom. They basically had the lead from the very beginning to the end. I don't even think the Hawks like really even took the lead. I think at best they got within maybe four or something like that. And even Trae Young coming back. So it's like that's the beauty of this year. Where people make their gripes about a lot of people were probably hoping for the Lakers versus Brooklyn. But the reality is, when it came down to it, JB just illustrated that you have Monty Williams, you have Chris Paul, that's the leader. Then you have the young superstar rising and Devin Booker. D.A., DeAndre Ayton, finally kind of taking that step to where he needs to be the third guy on a championship team. All
right.
And all the great role players, Cam Johnson, Cameron Payne, Mikal Bridges, Sarge playing pretty decently. Guys just really stepping up. So I really feel like it's going to be a fun finals, despite it not be a rare finals without LeBron, for example, or without KD or the Warriors. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm rooting for the Suns. I hope they get a title, man. I mean, like JB said, last time they were there, Charles Barkley was the MVP, and Danny Ainge is still playing, and all the Dumas and Dan Marley and all these other cats were there. But JB, before we officially send the Clip City Flip City to Cancun, I think you had some choice words for a gentleman that might actually be on this highlight. If I fast forward a little bit, for not the best reasons.
So Patrick Beverly, that's some hoe shit. If you watch the game, game six versus the Clippers, when we closed out and we won the Western Conference Finals, Chris Paul went ham. I think he had 41. Quiet 41, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was just like doing crazy, crazy, phenomenal things. He was just playing Chris Paul basketball. He was playing point guard basketball. And, of course, our guy, or y'all's guy, Patrick Beverly, he ain't my guy. I respect him for his intensity. I respect him for his work ethic. But some of the antics that he pulls on the court, and I understand he pushes the envelope, but some of the antics that he pulls on the court are just too much. The one situation where he hedged off the screen in game five, he hedged off the screen, and Chris Paul seemed to be hurt. And he taunted him by kind of making a mockery out of it and reenacting, you know what I'm saying, what he thought was a flop by Chris Paul. And then, of course, in game six, when we took it, he shoves the man in the back, coward style, and there was nothing said to him, right? So I watched that clip like four times, trying to watch Chris Paul's lips to see, because Chris Paul's slick now, right? He known for that shit. but it, nothing, right? So he looked him. He was looked him up and down. He didn't look him up and down. He just kind of caught eye contact with him and turned his head like, it's over now, buddy. And then Patrick Beverly like, what? And then gave him the two hand lunging.
That was right leg. That was front runner shove.
Right.
See, his fingers were like this, and he's like, yeah. What's that? And I'm like, what are you? Bro, hey, come on, bro.
He gave him the literally. He gave them the junior high. I want to fight you. Shove forward lunge shoulders. You get. You know what I'm saying? He gave him the shove in the back though. Right, shove in the back. Like that's cowardice. And of course, the next day he comes out. Like, oh my bad, bro. You got the best of me. I'm sorry. Trying to lighten that fine up. Right, and the fact that he's going to get suspended. Right, for the first probably 15 games of the season next year. He did that to try to save face, try to lighten up that load. But to no avail, my sons are moving on. Patrick Beverly, in the words of Lil Flip, let's go fishing. All right. Patrick Beverly got a sign on the back. He got a sign on the back of his truck right now that says, let's go fishing. Right.
Also, talking about Slick Shot, there's an angle of it on Twitter. I don't know if you caught it. And I like the way Boogie plays, but Boogie was yelling at Chris Paul. He said something to the effect that, and that's why nobody fucks with your ass or something like that to Chris Paul. Right. It's like, don't listen. The game was over. Don't be the dude in the salt, bro.
Salt, Benny. The salt was like Morton style, right? I mean, the salt was pouring, like just like the little girl on the box. You know, since she's walking with the salt, just pouring behind her with the umbrella, holding the umbrella, right? So that was Boogie and Patrick Beverly. You know what I'm saying? All them. That's all the salt that they had coming out, man. It's all right. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's all right, girl. It's okay, Boogie. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. You've been chasing the ring forever, still ain't got one. It's okay, buddy. Did he get one with Golden State?
He might have. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure if he was technically eligible to get one for the Lakers either, because they might have released him. I'm not sure. It depends on how he can play, I guess. But yeah, listen, they have plenty of salt for those you know, for those tequila shots that they're going to take and down there in
Tulum. Everybody going to be in Tulum.
Yep.
Shout out to Tulum, man.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, they got extra salt to carry with them, and it's Bucks Suns, and the Bucks had the best record of the two teams. So it's starting this Tuesday. We're going to be dropping this here tomorrow. So this is going to be coming on Tuesday, starting in Phoenix. And JB, real quick before we move on, please tell me that you are going to find a way, because you're a man about town there in the Valley. Please tell me you're going to find a way to be in the building for one of these.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's just I'm looking at the dates right now and the times, and these Tuesdays and Thursdays are kind of difficult. But like I joked with my homegirl one time before, I was like, how is it that every time they play, I'm always working, right? Like they can't, like, I mean, I couldn't get a Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get a Friday, like. What the hell? But of course, I do believe it's going to go six games, right? But of course, that Saturday, July 17th, I most likely will be in the building. At 6 o'clock on a Saturday, I will be in the building. I'm going to be off on Sunday too. So it's going to be some adult beverages being partaken. It's going to be some cussing and fussing going on. And if we win at home, game five, oh shit. Right? Holy shit! It's gonna be some Ubering going on, because this is gonna be a joyous occasion.
So we're thinking. So are you ready to make a firm prediction right now? Are you thinking Suns in five or Suns in six? I'm personally saying Suns in six.
I do believe it's gonna go Suns in six. I would, just like I've done with all of our series, right? The Clippers showed more heart than I thought they would, because I thought we was going to beat them in five, honest, right?
And they did have heart throughout the course of the playoffs, too.
They did their thing. They played hard, right? Even in the absence of Kawhi, they still had a bunch of stars on their team. A lot of guys that, you know what I'm saying, that were totally capable of getting the job done, right? So let's stop discrediting my sons for beating a team, and we can't control the injuries. So I'll just say it again. But I do believe it'll end up being Suns and six. I know Monty and them have had some chance to work, and that's one thing that I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, because I know a lot of times when you're in series, we're traveling and so on and so forth, you don't really have time to scrap and get after it in practice, you know what I'm saying, like, and crank up that intensity. But we've had 4 or 5 days to really get after it, and so the two games at home are going to be really hard for the Bucks, right? For in Phoenix, they're going to be really hard. So I wouldn't be surprised if we took both of those games. They're going to take one in Milwaukee. If we close it out, game five, then it'll, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like that the Bucks are going to brave a game five, and then we're going to end up beating them in Milwaukee game six, similar to how we did with the Clippers, and then fly back home to a city on fire. Because that's exactly,
might be what, literally on fire.
That's exactly what it's going to be, because the state of Arizona is already all damn near all on fire. And then, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be pandemonium. They might have to clear the runway. They might have to circle the airport three or four times, because Moby's going to be on the runway, goddamn twerking, you know what I'm saying, doing the twerculator. You know what I'm saying? The script is going to be out, you know what I'm saying? The ball is going to be out, you know what I'm saying? The Scottsdale hole is going to be cooked up. Oh, so it's going to be, you know, the Mexican's going to be Modelo'd out, you know, fucking Keeler and Modelo'd out. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. The Valley going to be on fire.
Well, I know we're looking forward to watching. So that starts this week. Before we get into our first special advertisement announcement, we've been talking about this off and on in many ways over the course of this podcast. And reviewers, it finally happened. It almost seemed like it kind of happened out of nowhere.
RKO?
NCAA now is allowing student athletes to make money off their NIL, which is name, image, and likeness. You're seeing already the floodgates open. It's a hell of a market to be in if you're in that world. There's a lot of money to be made. You're seeing cats like Spencer Rattler doing the
he just got to deal with Canes.
Yeah, all these different cats. But obviously, we've talked about this a lot at length. How do you feel about the ruling? And do you think there needs to be any kind of regulation in terms of what happens with it, or do you think it needs to just be open market? How do you feel about it now that it's happened?
I mean, there's only one way they can do it at this point. It has to be open market. There's no way they can control. Now, of course, they can't have betting sites. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to be certain stipulations. Like, these kids aren't going to be able to be sponsored by DraftKings and things like that, because the NCAA is not going to condone gambling, right? Organized gambling, not going to do that. So, and then, of course, pornographic stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, like sex stuff and the male enhancement pills and so on and so forth. And, yeah, these guys won't be able to do anything of that sort. But mainly clothing, food, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to start to see more of those things happen, mainly clothing, food, and shoes. That's pretty much all it's going to be. Of course, the major Nikes and Adidas, you know what I'm saying, and New Balances and Reebok. Reebok still exists. And then Reebok, you know what I'm saying? Now, everybody's going to have their hands in the mix, and they're going to be giving these kids money. So, yeah, justice was there, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be stipulation. As long as there's nothing sexual, nothing, you know, no betting shit. Like, they're not going to be able to do it. No alcohol, of course. They're not going to let these cats, you know what I'm saying, these kids, you know what I'm saying, endorse alcohol or be sponsored by alcohol companies, so on and so forth. So I'm pretty sure those little things are going to be there as far as stipulations and guidelines. But other than that, I mean, there can't be a cap on how much money they make, right? So, I mean, of course, the higher market you're in as a kid, and the better off you are as a player, and so on and so forth, is going to determine how much money you bring in.
Now, quick little blurb here for more specifics. Says the NCAA has asked Congress for help in creating a federal NIL law. While several federal options have been proposed, it's becoming increasingly likely that the state laws will go into effect before a nationwide change is made. There are 27 states with NIL laws already in place and multiple others that are pursuing legislation. There's a whole list of where it's passed, and then it's going to where it goes into effect. So it's all kind of scattered years. One thing I want to throw you in a follow-up to that. My dad actually kind of proposed this, and I kind of like talked it through with him. I wonder if in the situation where now it is going to be, it's going to be like almost like the reverse of what happened for decades, where instead of 18, 19 year old players in many ways being exploited and not having any money in their pocket to now, as you said, there's no cap. I wonder if there needs to be an agreement with them as so long as they're at the school, while they should be able to have full earning potential with their NIL, I wonder if there needs to be a system put in place where they need to have like the majority of, this is what we talked about, the majority of those funds put into a trust where they can keep some of it, almost like they're paying themselves like a solid job, right? Where they can still stunt and do stuff like that. But let's say Spencer Rattler, right? Let's say he's been, I don't know the specifics of the deal, but let's say he got like a 5-year deal, multi-million dollar deal, which is, if there's no other things in place that we're aware of, that's doable for him. Mm-hmm. But what if he has to be in a situation where he has to put that in a trust until he leaves Oklahoma? Right. Then he can do what he wants. Well, how do you feel about something like that, given the fact that they're still kids?
Yeah, I think that's something that they probably should have in place already. I'm pretty sure, honestly, you know what I'm saying, it's great about Pops, you know what I'm saying, even bringing it up. But I'm pretty sure it's something that they've already spoke about because they are kids. These kids are 18, 19 years old, and you're not going to be giving these kids, you know what I'm saying? And none of them, and I don't think either one of them would get a multi-million dollar deal for anything.
Hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so hundreds of thousands, yeah. Because, I mean, I know, you know, certain NFL cats that starters in the NFL ain't getting multi-million endorsement deals in certain places. Right. So, right. Yeah, so some low hundred thousands, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be getting. But, yeah, that trust situation is definitely something that should go into play. These cats shouldn't be able to have bank accounts, you know what I'm saying, thriving in college, you know what I'm saying. They're going to be making more than the goddamn teachers, you know what I'm saying, and some of the coaches. So, yeah, it definitely should be put away until they're declared for the pros or until they get their degree and they are no longer affiliated or a student of whatever respective university that goes for.
Right, and a lot of them will probably have business managers, and they're probably going to do a lot of that stuff anyway on their own. But it was an interesting point to think about. And finally, now you see all the you know, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun from a lot of these generational legends from college. So let's go down a quick list. I mean, are we talking? Does Reggie got to get his Heisman back? Does my Fab Five got to get the banners put back in the rafters? I mean, where do you see? How do you see that? Like, how does that got to go retroactively?
I don't think it'll happen. I think the NCAA will hold on to what they believed in.
This is what they were doing.
This is what they were doing. This was the rule at the time, right? These were the rules at the time when these things had happened. So I don't think they're going to go back and be like, oh, you know what, Reggie, here's your Heisman because so-and-so bought you out. It was different, right? And I know people don't want to hear this shit, but USC was basically footing the bill for Reggie Bush's mom's house, right? Those were NCAA laws that, so it didn't have nothing to do with his Heisman Trophy, like as far as like him getting endorsements or getting money. No, he was getting money from the fucking school. So it ain't like he was getting money from fucking Van Camp's fucking wieners or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Hennessy or
Rich Chocolate, the old,
yeah, you know, yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking Gatorade or some shit. Like, nah, USC was paying for his mother's living. Right, and the boy was from San Diego, you know what I'm saying? So mom is getting put up chilling, you know what I'm saying? He getting money from the school, and as far as the Fab Five goes, same difference, right? You know, they were getting broke off by alumni. So that's a totally different ruling. Those are different rules, different situations. These kids, again, likeness, right? So if they get put on a game, they're gonna get paid for it. If they, you know what I'm saying, endorsements, they'll be able to, you know, like we talked about earlier, right? And what's the N stand for?
Name, image, right. Likeness.
So
yeah.
kind of the same thing as far as like, you know, basically for a game, you name, image, likeness. So name on the back of a jersey, anything that's going on in the student store, they're going to get money for that.
Yeah.
Image, you know what I'm saying? If you get make a billboard or a fat head of these motherfuckers, they get paid for that. Right. And then likeness.
Jerry's car insurance is like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, same thing, you know what I'm saying? Likeness, if they get put on a game or something like that, then of course they're gonna get paid for it. But yeah, so people are making a big deal out of it. Like, nah, that's Reggie, you're not gonna get your Heisman back, sorry. And then the Fab Five, you guys, and as great as you guys were, no, it's not gonna happen. So
yeah,
those were totally different sets of NCAA rules.
Oddly enough, JB, and this pains me to say it, in a situation like this, I gotta root for former Ohio State guys like Maurice Claret and Terrell Pryor because they got jammed up for the name, image, likeness stuff, like trying to sell autograph stuff. So, I mean, listen, now, hopefully, you know, if nothing else, hopefully some of those old relationships can be made right. Because you're right. I mean, that is the unfortunate kind of catch-22 about the situation. Right. Mm-hmm. But I just hope that those guys can still be recognized in some sort of official way for what they did. Because you got, I mean, right. let's be honest, a Reggie Bush Gatorade commercial would have been fucking ill back then. That would have been the dopest shit ever.
Oh, but yeah, it would have been crazy, right?
You're right. Yeah, people making that argument, it's like he wasn't doing like autograph signings at Comic-Con. It was
He was taking the dust, you know what I'm saying? He was taking the real dust from his respective university. So, and the alumni, you know what I'm saying? So again, these people are affiliated with the Scholastic Institute. So it's like, it was just different.
Well, there it is. So before we get into our next hot segment, one that we haven't done in a while, I'm excited to pick the Bizzle Man's brain about a multitude of topics. First, we got to tell you about our friends at SavageCBD.com. That's right. Check us out. SavageCBD.com. They got all the products that you need. Listen, man, a lot of us are working at home. We're dealing with our kids, dealing with a bunch of stuff happening in life. The world's on fire, as JB said, literally and figuratively. Why not get you some fine products to help ease down the stress, baby, whether it's THC or CBD? Get your goddamn tinctures, your balms, your cartridges, all that fun stuff, and use our code REVIEW. That's REVIEW for 15% off your first order. Head over to savagecbd.com. They have a multitude of different products. That's why we like them. Bunch of different flavors. Look at, man, they got pet spray, all this type of stuff. And depending on what, they even got lotion, depending on what your persuasion is, they got a product for you. So again, head over to savagecbd.com, use the code REVIEW. You're going to see all the information here in our links wherever you're watching this in the post there, so you can't miss it. savagecbd.com, use code REVIEW for 15% off. And of course, folks, head on over to jbandbennybluereview.com, hit the merch. I know JB stepped away real quick, but I've made a vow, and I'm going to tell him when he comes back in the camera. I've made a vow that when the Suns win the title, we are going to be doing a JB and Benny Blue Review exclusive Suns shirt when you go to the merch here. JB, you didn't hear it, but I just told the reviewers, it's on wax now. When the Suns win the title, we've been teasing this a little bit as far as our merch. The people will be getting a JB and Benny Blue Review exclusive shirt. It's going to come. So it sounds like I have to contact the designer this week because we need to get this up. Shout out to our friends over at trendscollab.com. Man, use the code REVIEW for free shipping when you order merch. And of course, follow us, man, at JB and Benny Blue. You know, all different types of content. We post full episodes here, as you can see, on our Instagram. So we know not everybody's tapped in with the podcast life. And normally we live stream. So we're going to be back on schedule soon. But normally we'll live stream here. We do that on our platforms of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So all of that at JB and Benny Blue. And make sure to search JB and Benny Blue Review for all your podcast needs, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and give us a 5-star review. Helps us climb the ratings. Apparently, we're popping in fucking Mozambique and all different types of countries.
Shout out to the fine folks of Mozambique, right? We love y'all over there, all right? We're coming to see y'all.
Coming soon. Could you imagine a live show in Mozambique? That would actually be very fun. You know, many, many travels have come now that the COVID bubble is lifted or is lifting. Well, JB, some of these people that are going to be on this segment, I'm convinced that may have had some interesting things happen to them from COVID, because it's just all these wild and crazy scenarios that make up our segment of JB's You Win It or Not. Pow, pow, pow. All right. So look, as we're sharing the screen here, as it loads, you know, JB, we enjoyed The Last Dance over COVID on Netflix. Fantastic documentary. And yes, it was definitely controlled by Michael, but I definitely think it painted a pretty full and complete picture of what happened there. And in a lot of ways, other than just kind of what happened with the whole contract and some of the other issues, Scottie Pippen, I think, looked pretty good. But Scottie Pippen is now selling a book. He's selling a bourbon. And I just kind of look in his eyes and he kind of feels like he's gone a little bit. Well, you probably heard about this. He was on Dan Patrick and he was talking about this stuff. And Dan Patrick was asking him about what happened in 94-95 when he was out with a score tied at 102 with 1.8 seconds remaining. Pippen infamously refused to enter the game coming out of a timeout. Pippen stayed on the bench in protest because Jackson elected to drop a Bulls last second play for then rookie Tony Kukoc. And Kukoc went on to hit the game winner. And he said in the interview, he says it was a racial move to give him a rise. And then DP pushed back on that. He said, by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist. And then Pippen said, I don't got a problem with that. JB, Scottie Pippen saying Phil Jackson is racist. Are you with it or not?
You know what? I'm not. So one of the things I can say about basketball is probably the most urban sport you're going to get, right? It universalizes races like I don't think any other sport does. Because in football, you still got those, you know, those cats that you just look at, you like, yeah, this cat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In baseball, and yeah. In hockey, the fuck, right? You know what I'm saying? So
it's easier to insulate that.
Right, right. Yeah, so you're going to get a little more of that. But in basketball, no. How can you say to Phil Jackson on racing when he adored, you know what I'm saying? He adored all his players. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan was his star forever. You know what I'm saying? That's not to say that, he couldn't be. But, I just can't see Phil in racing. Scotty, we all know there was a contract thing going on and that you felt slighted, you know what I'm saying, because you weren't getting the money that you thought you were supposed to get. And so when the play got drawn up for Kukos, yeah, like Cam said on Payton Ford, you know, had these cats want to be the man just because. Yeah, he was in his feelings about that. Okay, we get it. But it honestly, you know what I'm saying, the play getting drawn up for Kuko was probably more so about the fact that Scotty was the man at the time and that Kukos was totally capable of making that shot, but Scotty was going to draw the attention, right? So for Kukos to even make the shot outside of Scotty not being on the floor because he was the next guy in line as far as the score goes, yeah, shout out to Kukos, you know what I'm saying, take advantage of his opportunity. Nah, Phil being racist, nah, I'm not with it.
Yeah, Phil being maybe disloyal at times with this chapter with the Lakers and maybe not being like the nicest dude to get along with. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Scotty, I mean, the unfortunate reality is that in situations like this, especially now with social media, when shit like that is kind of been in the shadows for many years, we've seen it recently where something would happen and like multiple guys you can trust come out and say, yeah, that's actually really what happened.
Right.
But Scotty, nobody's co-signing you on that. And listen, there's nothing to gain. There's nothing to gain at this point. Phil's right. Game. So if that were the case, people would have been coming out of the woodworks to be like, yeah, actually, '87.
Right.
Scotty.
Right, yeah.
Of no, course. Bro.
Yeah, nah, that's exactly right. There have been people coming out of the woodwork like, yeah. Phil was on some weird shit sometimes.
Yep. So that's that. Moving on, taking it back to the 90s, JB. This one almost slipped past me. Then I went back and pulled it up. So everybody knows that Jada Pinkett Smith's first love was really Tupac. I mean, yeah, they were almost kind of a brother sister thing in a sense, but they really loved each other. And I think there isn't a connection. I don't even think Will has been able to connect with her in a way that Tupac has, hence the whole fucking transgression shit where they had him looking crazy on Red Table Talk and she's out there bumping uglies with August Alsina. So apparently, I mean, I don't know what this guy's has going on, but Napoleon from the Outlaws, Tupac's group from back in the day, for those who remember, basically said that Jada told Tupac not to beat up Will Smith back in the day. So JB, the question that I have for you is, Did Will Smith kill Tupac? Was he involved with this? Are we confirming that he got him out the way so he could be with Jada? I mean, now
wow.
It's clicking. I'm trying to load this article for you, damn it. Yeah, did you hear about this? And are you with it or not?
I have heard nothing about this. But you know me, Benny. I don't put nothing past nobody, right? Will Smith is. And has been for a long time a very prominent figure in Hollywood, right? Tupac's arrogance got him killed. Let's be real. It had nothing to do with Will Smith, right? Tupac's arrogance got him killed. His recklessness got him killed because if you listen to the interviews from Suge's bodyguards, you know, Tupac basically put himself in some stuff that he had no business being in, right? Because, yeah, Tupac was a rebel and he was tough and all that. And, he kept his fucking persona. Tupac wasn't no gangbanger, right? These dudes, the dudes that killed Tupac were career gangbangers. And, people can say what they want to say, you know what I'm saying? But he put himself in a bad situation by hitting that dude in Vegas. Some cat that, like Smiley was saying about about Lonzo and the Russian in Vegas. Like that guy Tupac here was a somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And those things don't go unscathed. Will Smith having something to do with it now? Did he kind of, when he got killed? Maybe. Right? I don't think that Will cared too much for Tupac. And of course, he understood it. And I'm pretty sure he was jealous about their relationship. But I really wish, and I'm glad you brought this up, but I wish that you silly ass bros out there would stop posting shit about Jada and Tupac. Like, for real. Stop doing that, please. Like, that's just so disrespectful and so bullshit. Like, you silly ass bros, just y'all, like, you know, misery loves company. You out there, you know, don't nobody want your stinking ass, you know what I'm saying? And this man and this woman got two beautiful kids together. The kids are successful. They're successful. Like, yeah, everybody makes mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Jada was doing what the fuck she was doing. Will was doing what the fuck he was doing, right? They worked through that shit and stayed together. Right, and so it's like same thing with JMB, right? Jay-Z and Beyonce, like every woman in the world wanted Beyonce to be cheating on Jay-Z so bad, right? Because it's like, oh, he did this, he did that. Hey, kick back with the dumb shit, man. So when I just shake my head, man, when they post pictures of Tupac and Jada Pinkett Smith, I just kind of shake my head. Like people are like, what if? Like, fuck out of here, bro. Like, we deal in reality. You know what I'm saying? Let's deal in reality. The reality is that Tupac is gone, right? Gone too soon, whatever. But when Tupac was even on this earth, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith were still together. So,
and hey, I think why it gets stirred up is almost similar circumstances where I feel like with Scotty, all the Last Dance stuff kind of stirred up that stuff in him. Whereas with this, I mean, Napoleon was around, obviously being with the Outlaws, because the whole thing was like, I mean, Jada like shared that poem that he had, that Lost Souls poem, when he was in jail for his 50th birthday last month. So it's like you said, it's that whole thing where it's like it keeps getting stirred up from the past. So people are like, oh, what if, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, let it alone at this point. Like, the man, he's dead.
Right.
D-E-E-D, dead.
Gone, right? Gone. Over. Gone, like, gone. And then and y'all can, you know, have most of the motherfuckers posting shit wasn't even old enough to even, they weren't even off the porch yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wasn't even off the porch. So, right. Kick back with all the silly shit, all right?
Exactly. All right, JB, we are taking it to the ladies here. This one is some bullshit, but it is a kind of another one of those technicality cases. Our girl, fastest woman on the planet, Sha'Carri Richardson, whoops ass in the trials. Her mom passes away. She's smoking trees. And apparently, according to whatever the organizing body is, you can't do that. Now, people were also kind of sort of trying to do the Michael Phelps thing, which I get it on the surface, but he got punished. Mm-hmm. Now, in a situation like this, it's different because his thing came off as more as he was partying, whereas she was doing it as a means of coping, and it's not performance enhancing. So apparently she's going to be suspended for a month and she's not going to be able to participate in the 100 meters, but she may be able to participate with in the relay,
right. Yeah.
4x4, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So JB, with the rule being in place, whether we like it or not, Sha'Carri Richardson being suspended for the 100 meter, but still having a chance to do the relay. Are you with it or not? What are you thinking about this?
I mean, I just think she made a mistake, and she righteously. I was wanting to catch him like, oh well, Michael Phelps, but he had to give up those medals, right? Mm-hmm. He got punished for what he did, and so which one is worse? That's what I'm saying. So in this case, which one is worse? Her using marijuana to cope. But she wasn't using it to cope, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure the girls smoke marijuana all the time, right? You know what I'm saying? Like most people in the United States of America do. I was smoking earlier on the golf course, right? So, like, you and then Phelps, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for him to be kicking it, and then for her to supposed to be, oh, it's for her basically anxiety or depression, which they do use marijuana for, like, huh? Okay, so she broke a rule. She got suspended. All right, is what it is. But for her to have an opportunity still to be able to possibly run in the 4x1, which is, you know, that's still, you got the 100, you got the 4x1, and then you got the 200, right? So these are races that people want to watch, like especially the 4x1. right? So for her to still be able to have a possibility of running the football one, that's awesome. I mean, that's still an opportunity to win a medal. Shit. She can always run, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can win medals as much as she wants. So this is the Summer Olympics, quote unquote, right? You know, they got a Winter Olympics coming up. And so, yeah, she got plenty of opportunities. She's what, 21 years old, 22?
21. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She got, I mean, she's going to be able to run like that for the next 9 years, right?
Yeah.
So, and as she gets bigger, stronger, and faster, it's only going to get worse for people. So, and wiser as far as the runner goes. So, yeah, she's going to be all right, man. She again, a young woman. She did something that she probably shouldn't have did at the time that she did it. It is what it is. She got punished for it or is getting punished for it, but with the opportunity ahead of her to still be able to run the 4x1. I'm pretty sure if she does, man, we're going to see a fucking show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to be extra motivated. And that's the thing I like about it. And you look, understandably, in the climate, it feels like big bad America is coming down on the black woman again. And that's what a lot of the tone of it was, which is right. A lot of that's very understandable. But I think she handled it like a woman. I mean, honestly, should it be part of the United States Anti-Doping Agency? No, not at this point. That shouldn't even be a thing. It shouldn't have been a thing for Michael Phelps. It shouldn't have been right. Her at this point.
I mean, shit, especially now, the shit is legal in most states. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially now. It's like ridiculous. Yeah.
It's recreational at this point, so it's like, whatever.
But she accepted the suspension starting, it started on June 28th. It says that would clear her in time to run the 4x1. So she's still going to be training. It's not like she's sitting around feeling sorry for herself. So, Jacare, we're rooting for you. Like you said, you probably have 3, maybe 4 Olympic games after this one. So you get it. You're young. You're shot out of a cannon. You're ready to go. But you are probably going to win gold if you're able to compete in this. So fear not. Obviously, we want to see you whoop ass in the 100-meter because that's kind of your calling card. But at the end of the day, if you still get to go and you still get to get a, if you still get the gold, then people are going to remember this, but also it's going to be a footnote in your career.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
growing
course, yeah.
Career.
Right. Yeah. Wow. It'll be a, oh yeah, but she did have that, but she's this. You remember she did, she'll be fine. She'll be
fine. It's like Phelps. People are going to remember the bong picture and like him kind of playing himself with that. And it's going to be a part of his story. But at the end of the day, you can't deny the dominance because she is going to be that dominant in her particular field and a particular event. Mm-hmm. Oh, JB, this one. Oh, I love sometimes when we get these breaks because this one got a little spicy with the ladies and it broke before we started recording this fine July 4th evening. Apparently, respectfully, she's just very delightful to look at, even though I don't watch much of these ESPN shows. Apparently, Rachel Nichols is in some water about comments that she kind of made indirectly about Maria Taylor. We're fans of Maria Taylor. Great woman.
Really, the podcast. We love Maria. We love Rachel.
Now, the interesting thing about this is she didn't really say anything directly disparaging about Maria, but I do think she's getting caught up in one of those kind of it's not what you said, it's how you said it. But have you heard this audio, by the way?
No.
Let me try. So let me play it here. Let's see if we can hear it. See what's going on with this. It'll load. Her to do a full time meaning Maria. Basically, what she was saying is, trying to make this happen, like make it happen. Just don't make it at the expense of my job. And a lot of people are calling her Karen and coming for it. And I get that to a certain extent, but I'm also wondering. So, basically, with you or not, with this is there an issue with the way Rachel Nichols put things. What do you think about this?
Honestly, no. Because the righteous put yourself in America reviewers, put yourself in Rachel Nichols' shoes, right? Rachel Nichols is a staple in the NBA and has been for a long time, right? So, and I get it, the whole, and this has to do with the jump, right? Is that what we're talking about as far as Maria looking to be the new host of the jump?
Well, I guess it's more in line with hosting kind of like the pregame and stuff with the NBA finals, where they basically offered Rachel Nichols like the sideline reporting job.
Right.
You know, she hosts the show. So something to that effect. There's a whole New York Times article about it, which I haven't read. But that's basically,
To be honest, like, no. Because, I mean, put yourself in Rachel Nichols' shoes. Like, she's been in the game for a minute, and she's been really good at what she does. Now, imagine somebody coming for your job, right? So, you go, as a human being, you're going to feel the same way. It's easy for people to pull a race card. That seems to be what everybody does now, and it's just period, right? In life, right? Oh, she's caring because she don't want the black girl to take her job, or she don't want the young black woman to make it. Like, she don't, I don't care who you are, purple, green, yellow, orange. If you come for my job, I'll be like, hey, don't do that shit to me. Yeah, that's my job. This is my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool on, I'm cool. Like, this is what I do here. Like, so you gonna try to give her something? Like, don't give her my job because of the whole black and white thing that's going on in America, and you're trying to stay face ESPN because, you know what I'm saying, like she stated, like Rachel stated, I've been on the side of the discriminatory side because of being a woman, and you know what I'm saying, yada, yada, yada. So she's had to break down those doors so that people like Maria can live, to be honest, right? Because Rachel been doing this shit for a long ass time. Like, everybody know, you say Rachel Nichols' name, everybody know who Rachel Nichols is, right? You associate Rachel Nichols with the NBA like you do Marv Albert and Ernie Johnson. Like, you associate Rachel Nichols with the NBA, period, right? The only person I've ever seen LeBron do interviews with is Rachel Nichols, right? That's the only person I've ever seen him do an interview with. And this is the great LeBron James. So, I don't think she was being racist at all. She was just being a human being and saying, hey, man, I mean, I get it. But don't be trying to get this motherfucker my job because of some bullshit y'all got going on. Find something else for her to do. Give her her own show or make something happen for her. I mean, shit, honestly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, move one of these clowns, you know what I'm saying, off of one of these shows, you know what I'm saying, and let her, because she does really good work.
A lot of talent that they can move out of the way.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, she does such great work. Like, move some of these other clowns out the way and let this young woman get in there and do her thing and do it like she does it at a high level. So, I'm not seeing Rachel doing some foul shit. That's not how I see it at all.
Yeah, I agree. And I think she's more making a commentary on ESPN. I do think it was one of those. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right.
And keep in mind, this was, I mean, whatever, you can have the public-private debate, but apparently this became an issue because the woman who recorded it, I forgot her name, it's in the whole thread. I think she's a black woman. She's a part of the production team on ESPN.
Right.
She got this. Yes, she went to Maria with it, and it started drama and this whole thing. And I think they ended up like putting disciplinary action on that young woman who was like, you know, who was actually recording this audio, whatever.
Right, and because I mean, that's, you instigating shit like that shouldn't even be instigated. Because of course, you take it to Maria, she's gonna be like, oh, it's a cat fight. They're women. You know what I'm saying? So of course, as soon as Maria heard it, I'm pretty sure she was like, nah, oh, okay. That's how she's trying to play it. So got out of context, right? Got taken out of context, and the shame on the woman who was like, oh, shit, that's how you feel? What I got? That's bullshit. That's Bush League. So, yeah, I don't think Rachel Nichols is about that. No, she ain't with all that. I don't see it that way.
All right, JB, finally, just a couple minutes here before we wrap up. Speaking to someone about that life, Joey Chestnut said he was going to break 75, and he got 76 goddamn hot dogs, as I'm trying to pull up the clip here. So JB, the you would or not question is Joey Chestnut a professional athlete, and is he possibly on PEDs? Because this guy's so much better than everybody else. It's crazy. Is he juicing?
No,
something's happening in that man's stomach. Good God almighty.
I think he just got that ironclad stomach, man. Right? He just got that stomach, bro. Like, that's
cool.
That's fucking, first of all, this shit is disgusting, right? It is some of the nastiest shit I've ever seen in my life. It is fucking disgusting. Is he a professional athlete? Fuck no. All right. He's not a professional athlete. I don't give a damn what nobody says. He's a fucking hot dog eater. All right. That's what he does. And shout out to him because I can't do it. Right. And most motherfucking Americans, you know, most human beings can't do it. Right.
Most Americans can get close though. Let's be honest.
All right. Yeah. I know some, you know,
Buffalo Wild Wings.
And right now, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of motherfuckers inhaling them goddamn good old American hot dogs, you know what I'm saying, off the grill. But Joey, sorry, you're not a professional athlete. You're a man that has done an amazing feat. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, bro. That's fucking disgusting. I'm just being completely honest. I ain't really got shit
to say. I agree. It's hard to watch.
That shit is nasty. Ugh. If I'm eating and they show highlights of that, I'm going to get sick to my stomach off, bro. That's nasty.
Well, we're not going to have that happen. JB, for a quick second, let's leave the folks on a positive note. JB's We Need Us, your words of wisdom from the 4th of July weekend and moving forward. What you got for the viewers and the people, people?
Just be safe and continue to grow, all right? That's it. Be safe and continue to grow. Shout out to Bill Cosby for getting released. Shout out to the justice system for saying, maybe we did fuck up, right? Shit was faulty from the jump. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because a motherfucker accused you of doing something don't mean it's for real, right? Bill Cosby, and I said this before, why the hell would Bill Cosby have to do that? He's Bill Cosby, right? And we're talking about Bill Cosby in his prime, right? He would, no. Sorry, yeah, it was a situation where some white women accused a black man of doing something. If he did do it, hey, I mean, whatever. But the shit happened damn near 60 years ago. So, man went to jail. How many people have done shit that they got away with and yada, 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 and people do shit blatantly in plain sight and don't get fucking fucked up for it? So, here's what it is. The man too damn old to be in jail for some shit that he did years ago. Is what it is, right? But continue to learn and grow. Continue to live. Continue to love. Police stop killing my people because y'all are still doing it, right? And just, it ain't no laughing matter, but it's just funny to me because it's like, with all the shit that goes on, motherfucking police still killing black dudes. Come on, man. Like, let it rest. But other than that, man, continue to love, live, and grow, right? We all blessed more than we can possibly imagine. If you woke up this morning, took a deep breath, and stepped on your feet and took a step, you blessed, right? You woke up this morning, you win it, right? One of my favorite songs, you know what I'm saying? Come on like that. If you woke up this morning, you win it, right? Now you got the opportunity to do whatever you need to do. Continue to show love. Continue to treat the person next to you the way that you would love to be treated, no matter what color, creed, religion they are. We need us, man. That I'm going to continue to say that. I'm the one that coined it, and I'm going to continue to say it. We need us, because without us, we are little, real little.
Man, that's what it is. Everybody stay safe. I know we're all coming back to life and enjoying life. And as JB said, as long as you got life, you can always build upon that from there. We appreciate you showing us love, man. Again, follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Follow us on all social media platforms, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, our YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe. We have many ways you can tap in with us. And we're going to keep this thing moving. Hopefully, we'll be back on a regular live stream schedule soon. Again, that's Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. But until then, we will continue to keep giving you the good dope. And until next time, this has been the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. And we out. Peace.
Allah.
Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue. And damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code FREESHIPPING at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at Trends Collab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast.